from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hey, Sophia, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks.
You actually sound like you're in a great mood. Why are you on FML?
Well, okay, to move or not to move is my question.
Oh, damn. Sophia, you wrote it, says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I'm 27 and work in my dream job where I have the opportunity to transfer to one of our Australian offices for a bit, probably for a year. I've never lived abroad and have traveled a decent amount, but don't know if I'm crazy to make such a big move. It's tempting because I'm currently feeling very stuck, but I can't tell if it's a great idea or an escape. I'm thinking about everything I'd miss out on being gone for a year, and also when I'd have to come back when returning home, what you'd have to come back to.
So question for you, Sophia, what are the positives in taking this gig in Australia?
I mean, I'd go to an office that's near the beach. I'd flip everything that we know in Canada completely on its head, right? I'd take surfing classes. I'd be outside. I'd hopefully become a morning person, be around cool accents, and I'd get some international work experience. Okay. So on the shallow side, that's all very cool, but it's a big decision.
Are you going to do all those things? Because right now you're talking the fantasy life in Australia, right?
Yeah.
You know, are you going to do all those things? That's really, when you look at those potentials, where do you live right now?
Well, Aurora, actually.
Okay.
Shout out Aurora.
Okay. Hey, where Maria and I live.
Yes.
So it is very tempting, right? It's incredibly tempting. And do you have, like, what's tying you here? Do you own a house? Do you got a boyfriend? You got kids? What's your life?
Well, that's the thing. Nothing's tying me here. So it's kind of the perfect time to go in a way. But then I'd be coming back and I'd be nearly 29 and kind of maybe in the same position I'm in now. And
you're
a lot
not,
of my friends
you're
are
not coming.
Places
you're not coming back. You're not coming back.
Is this going to be a good career move for you?
I think so. I still have to finalize kind of the details, but I've been talking to people and it should be not a step down. If anything, maybe a tiny step up and some good experience to put on the resume internationally. Yeah. And I do love what I do, and I wouldn't be changing anything significantly, so I'd hate it over there.
Yeah,
I don't know. You want my opinion, girl? I think you should go and do it. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to stay here, someone else is going to get that job, and you're going to be in this job working your ass off, which I'm sure it's a job that you love, but you're constantly going to be wondering what the hell my life would have been like had I gone to Australia for only a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It's wondering what I'll miss out on that's driving me crazy right now, to be honest. But is that a good reason to go?
Of course it is. It's why not go for adventure? Why not give yourself that? Why not do the thing that people dream about doing and never do? Why not just be that person for you?
Yeah. Nobody I know has done anything like this, you know?
I'll tell you, I know 4 women that I've known in my life who have done the Australia thing for a year. None of them have come back.
That's kind of scary too, though.
None of them have come back. They all met a guy with an Australian accent.
That's what my mom says is going to
right?
happen.
Yeah. And also because if you have family back in North America, especially if you have family back in Canada, Australia's winter and summer are flipped, right? So,
you can be having Christmas on the beach.
Yeah. So when it's June there and it's cold, you come back to Canada for a visit, you get to do the summers, right? You could have double summer depending on how you planned it, right?
Constant summer. Yeah.
Do it.
I think you should do
why
it, Sophia.
Just, you got nothing tying you down. You're young. You got all these dreams and you sound motivated and it's a step up and it's a big adventure and you're not hurting anybody. You're not leaving anything behind. You're not breaking any hearts. Just go do it. Jump. Do it.
Okay. That might be the push I need.
Are you allowed to say what you do for a living? I want to know what your dream job is.
I'm an environmental scientist.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Like, go. Like, you get the experience.
Yeah. I think it would be cool if it's like what I imagined, but you never know until you get there, right? Mm-hmm. I've never been.
Do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Okay. Yeah. I just might.
Yeah, go. You're going to go meet a guy and you're going to have the whole thing. Surfing in the morning. I'm going to become a morning person. Yeah.
You'll be good. Okay, Sophia?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right,
girl. Crikey.
Bye.
Bras and Mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Ashley, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
You're in BC, right?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you on FML?
I moved for a guy. He's never here. Now what?
Oh, no. Ashley wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, FML. Moved to BC last year for a boy. He works away all the time now and I don't have any friends. And also he has a child with a weird baby mama. I'm just here. What should I do?
Hold on. Before we continue, Ashley, this isn't like an FML update. We never talked to you before, right? Like, we never told you to go chase this guy, like, chase your dreams, chase love, and, like, move out to BC, right?
No.
Okay, thank God. Yeah, we would never tell you to do that. So, how long had you been in communication? Like, how long were you guys, I assume, were dating before you moved out there, right?
Yeah, so we knew each other for, like, 10 years. We met gaming.
Oh,
so then,
okay.
Yeah.
Hold on,
so
wait.
Gaming in person? You mean, like, online gaming?
Yeah.
So he was always in BC. And then you guys started a relationship like virtually?
We started getting to know each other. We like on and off. And then we stopped talking for a hot minute. And then the last 2 years we got in communication again, got into a relationship.
But wait. When you say got into a relationship, like it's all online.
No, I came here to visit like 5 or 6 times before moving here.
How many times had you seen this guy before you made the decision to move out there?
About 4 or 5.
So did he ever make the trip out to visit you?
No.
Because of that weird baby mama?
Yeah, because then he works away too. He's a driller.
Okay.
Okay, I gotcha.
So when he is home, he's with the child.
Okay, so you know this guy for a while from gaming. You talk a lot on headset. And then things start to get a little serious. You spend 4 days together, or you see him 4 times, and then you decide to pack up and move out west to go and be with him. But he's a driller, and he's just gone all the time. And now you're out there alone with no friends.
Wow, Ross, the way you make it sound.
No. But that's how you wrote it to us.
But that's
the
situation. That's the situation.
Ashley. Yeah. How do you know that when you say he's got a weird baby mama, is it weird that he has a baby mama or are you just the side piece that flew out there?
No. It's just that she's just not very communicative in the sense where she just drops off the kid whenever.
Gotcha. So does he live on his own?
Yeah, he lives on his own. Okay. It's just that he works away all the time. So when he is home, he does have custody of the child.
Okay, gotcha. And you don't live there. You have your own spot.
No, I live here with him.
Okay. Oh, you live there with him?
Yeah. They live together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So how long is he gone for when he's gone on these stretches?
That's the thing. When I moved here, it was supposed to be 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, but he just came back from a 4-week long thing, and that's been all the time. It's been 3 to 4 weeks he's gone.
Oh, wow. So do you guys talk about things? Like... future and this kind of stuff?
Yeah, and he always says he wants to work less, but I don't see that happening.
Fair. All guys will say that, right? I'm going to work less. I told that to Catherine for 10 years that I was going to work less. And every time it was a lie. Like, I just knew I wasn't going to. So you're wondering, like, you're looking at your sort of future being like, if I stick with this, nothing's going to change. And do I want a life where I don't have a social life, I don't have friends, my family's not around, and the guy that I'm married to is gone for months on end? And when he's back, his kid is here, which is fine. But you guys get no time together to even build on a relationship. Like, you didn't know him, really. You had spent 4 days with him before you moved out there.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah. And so when you say you're sitting there alone, like, you don't do any, like, have you met anybody? Do you have any friends?
I work with people, but, like, I see them enough at work. Is that bad?
That's fine. Yeah.
Are you leaning towards... packing up and leaving, ending the relationship?
Not necessarily. I just want to know if, like, him saying that it's not going to, like, he's not not going to continue working, if that's like legit or if this is like false hopes that I'm like holding on to.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He's older than me. He's 39.
How old 39. Are you?
I'm 33.
Okay. He's in his sort of prime money making years right now.
Exactly.
I don't know that world of drilling. I don't know how hard it is and how old people can be when they do it, but I'm guessing that there is a cap on things. Just because it is so physical and, you know, people get families and everything else. But I would say that he is, if he can't see himself in this career until he's like 65, whatever, he's got this panic right now of where he needs to make as much money as he can while he can still make it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And time off and saying no to work and saying no to weeks and saying no to hours is just not an option for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's looking at years ahead for his life, and he's got a kid and he's got you, and it's not an option for him to take his foot off the gas. It's just not. I can tell you right now, regardless of all the conversations you guys have together, in his heart, he may want to be with you all the time. He is not going to stop. And I wouldn't either, to be honest with you.
No, and I get it. He's been drilling since he was 18, yeah. Right? So he's
based the life. Yeah. That's the life.
Yeah.
You love the guy?
I love the guy.
Yeah. He loves you?
Yeah.
You think you want to stick through everything and just see what happens?
Yeah,
you're probably just going through like just moments right now, right?
You're lonely.
Yeah.
You're lonely. I don't think your problem is his work. I think your problem is that you just feel isolated.
Outside of gaming, what are your other hobbies?
I don't have any hobbies except watching TV.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's a
start
problem.
Start getting hobbies, girl.
You gotta get out of the house.
That's the only way you're gonna meet other people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Join it. Like, do you like sports? Join a team.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm joining a team in January, volleyball team.
So oh, see, there you go.
Yeah. 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 You gotta do stuff like that. But you know, he loves you, I'm sure, and he wants to build a life with you. But he's on the clock, right?
Yeah.
He's on the clock. Yeah. He can't do this forever, and he's got to make that money.
I get it.
Does that help?
That helps a lot. Thanks, guys. You guys are the only thing I listen to when I'm alone. Like, I listen to the podcast on repeat all the time.
Appreciate you, girl. Thank you so much, Ashley. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Matt, what's going on, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's up with you? Why are you here?
How do I deal with a boss whose jokes cross the line?
Matt, you wrote a says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. You are dealing with a supervisor at your job who seems to act like a bully but tries to pass it off as joking. Some of his comments are homophobic and hurtful. You say, I rarely hear any positive feedback for my accomplishments, and when I bring in a new account, he just makes fun of me. I've already addressed this with him, but he just laughs it off. I don't want to start resenting him, because once that happens, it will affect my entire experience at work. I truly love my job and want to keep it that way.
Hmm. Does your boss act this way, or does the supervisor act this way with other employees, your coworkers?
No, it's just me.
Have your coworkers noticed the behavior and said anything?
Oh, definitely. They said stuff to me. They won't say anything to him.
How long has this been going on for?
Oh, 2 years and counting.
Why do you think it's just you?
Well, because it's always me that he goes to. Like, if we're having like a branch meeting, if a joke happens, he looks at me and it's like geared towards me.
But why you?
Like, he's
though?
Always picking
why,
on you.
Why you? Why do you think it's you?
I guess maybe it's because it's easy. I'm the easiest one to get the reaction out of, maybe.
Do other people at work, like your coworkers, do they pick on you at all?
No, they like we all joke around, but there's a fine line between joking and then some of the comments that he's made, right?
Right.
Because oftentimes, I'm not defending him at all. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. Oftentimes, when you come across people like that, where they make super inappropriate things, either one, they're targeting you because they have an issue with you, or two, they may feel that they have that relationship with you where they can make those jokes. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I can understand that for sure.
Like, you're going to be the one who's not going to complain. Like, you're going to be the one who's going to get it. You're going to be the one, you know, like that kind of, like, sometimes it's opposite of what you think.
I get that. But then, like, this is times that you want that recognition, right? Sometimes, like, even once in a while, it'd be good to hear.
Yeah, I hear you.
Who doesn't want that,
right? Does this guy have a boss?
Yeah.
Have you talked to them?
No, not about this, because I don't want to make it a bigger thing if it's what you said, right? I don't want to make it a bigger problem if it's not a problem at all.
So why not have one more conversation with the guy and lay it out and be like, hey, like, I know I brought this up to you before, but you know, it's still continuing. Here's how it's making me feel. Do you think that would help the situation?
I think it might, but it also might make it just worse, where he just goes in harder on me.
Well, then that's when you move it up.
Uh-huh. You got to go to his boss at that point.
How do I stop that from affecting my job, though?
Well, it's affecting your job now.
That's why you're here with us.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But then, like, what if it gets worse?
So you're unhappy at work, okay? That you're unhappy, your supervisor makes you feel uncomfortable and not wanting to be there, and you don't feel appreciated.
And singles you out,
and you tried to have this conversation on your own. Maybe try one more time where you actually got to make sure you get through to him, and just, you know, don't try and downplay it. Just be straight up with him. And bring specifics, right? Because what's going to happen is, if he's a guy that's like, oh, okay, so like, what made you uncomfortable? And you're going to go, I don't know, just like, sometimes you joke. And he's like, well, like, what joke? Like, guys like that will want specifics, mm-hmm. right? And so you got to come with specifics, right?
Yeah.
And have that conversation with him. Unfortunately, talking to somebody face to face, there's no sort of paper trail, right? Which ideally you would want if you are going to go up the chain, whatever, because then it's going to become a your word against his word. But have that conversation. If it does make your life worse, or if he does retaliate in any way, go above him. You have no choice. It's either that or leave.
Absolutely. I don't want to leave, because I do love my job. But it's just, I'm in a profession where it's like a lot of the old timers, it's more of like a gentleman's. Like, you keep your mouth shut, you do your work, and move on type of job, right?
Yeah, but even those places that are a lot of old-timers, they know that they have a lot of old-timers in there, and those places are terrified of getting sued.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so.
They understand. Believe me, if this guy is like that, there are people in that building above him that know he's problematic.
Okay, I can see that.
Guaranteed.
Definitely.
Guaranteed.
I was told that when I started on, don't talk to him, come to us type of thing. So,
oh, see?
I get it.
There you go. You got the warning already.
Yeah.
Now you got some answers there, Matt.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Right on,
appreciate
Holmes.
You. All the best.
You too, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Sedalia, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good morning, Roz and Mocha.
Thank you for joining us. Why are you here on FML today?
How do I deal with grief when it's time for the holidays?
Sedalia, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. This past August 11th, my younger brother passed away, and life since has been extremely difficult. His wife and children, my parents and siblings, we just don't know how to navigate the holidays without him. All the grief, sadness, add in guilt for being here and he's not, is devastating. Please, do you have any coping skills I can use?
Sorry that you're going through this. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
How old are his kids?
5 and 3.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super young. And everyone's just going through it, huh? But you guys are going through it together?
Yeah, we're going through it together. They actually live in a unit in my house, so it's good that they get to be close. My sister-in-law and the little girls.
Right.
Yeah, and you can keep an eye on them as well.
Just with regards to the kids, okay? I will say this, and it's a terrible thing to say, but in the long run, it's going to be much better, which is, at 5 and 3, they're not going to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Which is terrible because he was their dad. He was their dad. And, you know, for the 3-year-old especially, his dad or her dad is going to be a story that other people tell them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're little girls.
So they're not going to remember him.
Mm-hmm.
But what they will remember are pictures, and they will see video, and they will at one point when they're 16 go through, you know, photo albums or phones or whatever it is, and they're going to see this Christmas. And it's up to you guys to make sure that these years for them are preserved for the rest of their life.
That's what we've been trying to do, just trying to keep everything as the same as it was without him.
And as far as you guys, there is no way to navigate feeling the way you feel. It's just, it's tragic and it's awful. And you don't, you shouldn't feel bad about feeling bad. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I would say for me anyway, is that when I went through this with my dad, and I've talked to a lot of other people, is the thing you try to avoid are the triggers, right? So you wind up not doing the things that he loved to do, right? You wind up avoiding the things that are going to trigger you. And I highly disagree with that. I think that if you guys have traditions that he loved, and if there were stupid things over the holidays that he really enjoyed, if there was something that he always begged, you know, your ma to cook, don't avoid that stuff. Embrace it all. Embrace it all. Keep it going.
Keep the legacy around and to celebrate him, right? Celebrate his life. And also show the kids, like, this is who your dad is.
Yeah. We've been trying, you know, I put up my tree, as difficult as it was.
Yeah.
You know, and I did it for them. I hung up the lights outside because like I said, they live here, so they get to see.
Yeah.
Because I know my brother would have wanted me to continue for his little girls.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. And they're going to get past this faster than you will. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean past it as in forgetting and moving on, but they're moving
they're
fat.
Little.
They're little, and they're going to get past this, way faster than you. And the priority right now for everybody in the family is to, make these moments as wonderful for those two girls as you guys can. And it doesn't mean you can't cry, right? They all get it. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, kids are empathetic. They'll come up and give you a hug and all this stuff. They may not even know why you're crying, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have a big conversation with them. You know, you don't have to tell them that, you know, you miss your brother and who's their dad and everything. You don't have to have those conversations. But
if they want to give you a hug, just give them a hug back.
Yeah. But just you, for this one and the birthdays and everything else moving forward, you have to create the memories for them. That are not part of this tragedy.
And also, Sedalia, I think you have to remember that you're allowed to feel what you're feeling and not to suppress those feelings ever.
Yeah.
Right? Go through. I know it's tough. And every single day, it's a terrible situation. And every single day, you're going to have those moments. But you have to remember to allow yourself to have those moments. And have those moments with your siblings. Have those moments with your other family members, right? Talk things through. Mm-hmm. I think that as long as you guys don't suppress those feelings at all, and try your best to get through this together, but then have those moments alone, like don't suppress.
I tell my mom that, you know, it's just let it out. It's been really hard for my parents
because
they're older, and they're in their mind, it should have been them and not him. And And I just try to keep telling them that they have us, and he would have wanted them to be happy still for him.
Yeah, it will get easier. It will, like, I know this really, like, this is the last thing you want to hear, but it will slowly, it will get easier. And the one thing you can't do is you're going to have that first day where you're going to go from the time you woke up to the time you went to bed, and you're going to have that one day where you didn't think about him once, and you're going to hate yourself for it. But don't. That's actually a good day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, Sedalia. So all the best.
Thank you so much, Roz and Mocha. You guys are the best. I've been listening to you guys for 99s forever.
Wow. Damn,
yeah,
girl.
Forever. Now I got my kids listening to you in the car every morning. They're managing to get ready for school because it's, you know, mommy Uber in the morning. So.
Sedalia, would it be an inappropriate time to ask who your favorite is between Roz and Mocha?
I love all of you guys. I don't have a favorite. It's not in my heart to have a favorite.
Well, in this in this case,
supposed to be a favorite.
Yeah, you have to. Unfortunately,
I have to have a favorite.
Yeah, girl.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to say Mocha.
Hey,
sorry, Ron. I love you. I'm a Mocha girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I could tell already. I don't know why it took you so long. I could tell.
I love you guys, but I'm a Mocha girl.
Hey, I know.
Sedalia, sending you a ton of love, girl. Happy holidays.
Sending you guys love right back. Happy holidays to you too.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.